It's time to unite our hearts and heal our wounds of separation, to shift our collective consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love. Join evolutionary leader, healer, and spiritual mentor Sue DeMay and other heart-centered leaders for enlightening conversations and profound experiences of oneness.
Welcome to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sue DeMay. It's an honor to be here once again with you and just sharing different perspectives, receiving different insights, bathing in the energy of love, compassion, empathy, and peace, whether that's within you or all around you. Now, I recognize that bathing in peace right now may feel really challenging or even a far-fetched for some of you. And the energies right now that are happening in the world, globally and a little bit beyond, well, a lot beyond, are making it a little bit more challenging right now. So I'm here to give you some insights around that, but also to give you an experience that can help you feel a little bit more equipped or empowered to navigate this. At the same time, I'm not going to candy coat it and say it's going to be easy peasy, because it's not. We're moving into challenging times for humanity. That's just the dynamic of what it is right now. And that's just the truth of it. At the same time, we don't need to get sucked in, wrapped up, dragged down, pulled down into wormholes. You don't need to camp out in the muck. There are ways that you can efficiently process the energy that you're experiencing, the emotions that you're experiencing, and there are perspectives you can hold that can help you feel empowered as you walk through the perception of chaos or the shifts that are happening in the world around you. So I'll give you a little global update, because there's some energy updates that I feel like it would be really helpful for people to understand what's happening. So as I've been tuning in the last week or so since the last gathering and just tuning into what is happening in the world, what is needed right now globally, what are the global energies doing, what are the unbalanced energies doing? I do this all the time, but in this last week, I intentionally did it in relationship as well to this 3-Eye Atlas. Everybody's been talking about it, but I never tuned into it until just this weekend. And as I was tuning into it and recognizing, it's actually holding some really important ancient energies for us. And it's, if you look at it more as a delivery system, it's a consciousness coming in the way of a delivery. So people are talking about all the different things it is. I'm not saying what it is or what it isn't. In my experience, tuning into it energetically, it is a vehicle for delivering some ancient energy, wisdom, and insights, but it's also creating a churning up of density. So it's bringing things to the surface really quickly that need to be felt, honored, witnessed, healed, transmuted on an individual level, but also in a collective level. So it's churning everything up. It's not the only thing churning things up, but it's contributing to what's going on. It's churning things up and it's delivering information for us, which is good. This is good information, helpful information that's going to support us on our path, our evolution. So there's that happening. In the collective consciousness, in the morphic field of collective consciousness, so Rupert Sheldrake talks about morphic field. I really like that because it's like a field of consciousness, and there's different morphic fields for humanity. So you could have a morphic field of individuals that are kind of in this pocket of consciousness or understanding that we're in a state of evolution, and that things are shifting and that we're moving to a new timeline. And then you can have a second morphic field where there's a group of people that don't believe that at all, maybe believe the opposite. And these morphic fields are like a consciousness, a collective consciousness that actually influences and affects the global energies as well. So we've got that going on. Then we have, let me tune in and be sure of what I'm guided to share with you right now, because there's too much information and isn't always helpful. And I'm going to tune into the timelines right now. I've talked about this a little bit, that there was two timelines, and two timelines every once in a while they'd kind of merge or they'd bump into each other, or maybe glitch a little bit, but there's two timelines, two aspects of Earth. One is the trajectory that humanity's on right now. It's what some would call the old Earth, an old way of being, the path we're on right now. And then there's a new Earth, or a new pathway, or a new timeline. You can use whatever language feels right for you. The timelines right now, and have been for a month or two now, have been blurred, meaning they're no longer paralleling side by side, where you can kind of have an experience of one timeline and then jump back to the other timeline, going back and forth. And I do that a lot because I'm working in both timelines. I'm supporting a lot of people moving over to the new timeline. So I go back and forth a lot. But the general population, they were having experiences of the two timelines without realizing they were. They were side by side paralleling. Now, in the last couple months or last month or so, they're stacked and blurred, which means in every moment you could be having an experience of both timelines at once, or you might shift into the consciousness of one timeline and then suddenly be in the consciousness of another timeline. And that can be very disorienting for the brain, the mind. And at the same time, it can be very freeing for the mind. So I choose to let it free my mind versus get caught up in trying to make sense of it. I'm giving you just enough information for your mind to come along, but I don't want to overwhelm you with too much information, because otherwise the mind's going to grasp it and hold on to it and try and grab and find more things and search more things to figure out what's really going on. I'm just giving you enough information at the level of the mind so that you can come along and the mind comes along for the ride. When the timelines are blurred like this, your frequency, your energy, your emotional being is essential, because that's an indicator, and it's a signal you're putting out to, like in a conscious choice or a subconscious choice, to which timeline you want to be on right now. And when you are watching things that are happening in those blurred timelines that are lower frequency, denser experiences, volatile experiences, you can watch and observe those things and hold steady in your energy, or you may watch those things and feel your energy or frequency dip. It's like dipping down to meet them in that energy or that frequency of whatever it is you're watching. If you feel you're looking upon something and it dips your energy, it pulls you into it, sucks you in, kind of like you're being pulled down into a wormhole, my suggestion would be to stop looking upon that, to turn away or to ask for a different perspective. Shift something within yourself so that you can either stay neutral, or you can remain in a higher frequency state. What that might look like is, can I choose to see this through the lens of purpose and peace? And if you can't find neutrality or purpose or peace when you're looking upon something, then you're probably meant to turn away. And this isn't bypassing, this isn't ignoring, this isn't turning a blind eye. It's making a conscious choice to look upon those things, or to engage in those things, or to be in relationship to those things or those individuals or those situations that either holds you steady, or lifts you up. The reason I'm saying this right now is because when you're holding steady in the frequency that you're in or being lifted up, you are choosing the new timeline. And in that moment where everything is blurred and you have the potential to kind of experience two timelines at once, you'll feel more clear. You'll feel more aligned. If you're waffling in your own experience, you might waffle back and forth between two timelines that are playing out at the same time and blurred. And it will get confusing and it will feel off. Now, what I'm noticing is there's a lot of emotional energy in the collective field of consciousness, in the morphic field of anxiety, of worry, of concern, of fear, of anger, and confusion. And some of you may be feeling that. And what'll happen when you're feeling the collective emotions, because they're on the rise right now. When you feel anxiety and you don't identify whether it's yours or whether it's in the collective consciousness that you're picking up on or another person around you, especially for those of you that are empaths, then your left brain is going to make up a story to try and make sense of why you feel anxious. Or why you feel irritated, or why you feel frustrated. So, discerning between what is yours and what is the collective consciousness, what do you need to process that's your own and what is not yours, is essential as well, because your left brain and ego is going to come in here too and be really clever and help you out. The left brain will literally make up a story and paint the picture of why you feel what you feel. And this is all based on science and the right and left brain stuff. I'm not going to go into that, but understanding that your left brain is really good at filling in the gap of stories and making up stuff to help it make sense of how you feel is really important to know. So, having shared all of that, the good news is, many of you have been coming to this Living Oneness gathering. Many of you have been practicing the tools. Many of you have invested in the time and energy to work on yourself, to clear your field, to become emotionally intelligent, the ability to discern your own emotions. Most of you have been even just aware of how you feel as you're going along and consciously choosing to move toward something different. That's equipping you, and it's created a foundation. It's building a foundation of to help you move through this next shift in consciousness and to help you navigate the chaos that's happening right now before we get into coherence, before we actually really align fully with the new timeline and land in that energy of coherence. Some relationships are dissolving. Some relationships are falling away, and you will maybe feel that you're not connecting or relating to people anymore, and you'll feel those relationships kind of drifting away. My invitation is, if you feel in your heart that that relationship is meant to dissolve or drift away, let it. If you feel that it's actually meant to be nourished or evolved, then follow your intuition around that and follow your guidance around that. But there's many more relationships right now that will be dissolving and drifting away. Let them, because many of them are not going to serve you. One more piece of the puzzle. It's like the perfect storm right now. This whole weekend, I had a lot of anxiety myself. I was feeling a lot of anxiety, and I'm like, whoa, I was feeling like so much of the collective consciousness and in ways that I just couldn't keep it all cleared outside my field. So I had to work with it inside the field right now because that's just what's happening. I'm a transmuter, so that's part of my work. So I don't encourage many of you to do that. But it really was like it just so invasive. Like it was really challenging, even for me, to keep it out of the field. So I just started working with it in the field. At the same time, I could really feel the unbalanced energies amping up. So I've talked about the unbalanced energies, particularly in the prey predator syndrome. If you haven't listened to those ones, I encourage you to go back and listen to them. I also created that free prey predator syndrome duality polarity revelations course. So you can go in and actually go through the resources because they're not just one, like it's the living oneness. It was the live experience. I recorded a special meditation. So it's actually in the order that would best help and support each of you. So if you haven't signed up for that, you can do that on the website, heartledliving.com, and find it under the online programs. It's a free course. You can sign up for free and go through the process in the order that it's presented. I will also add other resources around the prey predator as we go along, around relationships and money in relationship to prey predator. That'll be in the course. But for now, just know that you can go there and listen to it in the best order that will support you the best way. The external interference right now and the out of balanced energies are amping up. And the reason they're amping up is because we're on a real trajectory to shifting a lot of consciousness toward the new timeline. And that's the good news. The good news is when the energies, the external interference amps up, we know we're on track. The challenge is to keep your field clear, to make sure that if you're not sure if your field is clear, you'll need to clear it. And if you can't clear it yourself, then reach out for support. I do one-on-one sessions to help people clear. And sometimes you just need to know and experience what a clear field feels like for you then to be able to discern when it's not clean. So that's what's sometimes necessary for some people. I did just create an external interference course to protect and kind of clear and protect your energy field. That one it's a paid course, but that one's on my website. I just put that together. For those of you that have the Healer's Toolbox, a lot of the lessons are in the toolbox already, so you don't necessarily need to sign up for the new course. There's some new stuff that I put in there, but it will help if you don't know how to do it yourself or if you're not sure how to do it yourself. That program can help equip you. The external interference right now is it's not just on a global scale, it's actually on that macro level. So I'm feeling it on all levels in all planes and in all it's trying to kind of come at you in all different areas and all different directions. So anything you can do to radiate from your heart space out, amplify the field. I'm going to take you through a process today to help you do that. I'm going to encourage you to go through the process to clear the field as well. We're going to do that today as much as we can. Sometimes there's sticky points and sometimes there's interference that's just in a really good hiding spot, and you may need a one-on-one or you may need outside support. So just know that. But the more you practice radiating from your heart space, amplifying your field, and keeping your field clear, the more you're going to feel equipped and capable of doing it. And even when these energies amp up, you're not going to feel the effects of them as much. And you're going to feel less sensitive to them and more capable of keeping your field clear and also adding an extra layer of buffer around your field so that you don't even hear the interference at the fence or at the edge of the field. The interference will also work through other people right now. You may have noticed, especially in the last 4 to 5 days, a lot of people getting a little squirrely and maybe acting differently, having weird conversations or saying, blurting out weird things that don't feel like it's them speaking. That's external interference working through their field. Sometimes that can be an entity in the field, but sometimes it's just interference. It's just an energy, an out of balanced energy that's in there that's feeding thoughts and feeding words, feeding emotions. It can do all kinds of things. It's like having a virus in the back of your computer, or the background of the hard drive of the computer, and you don't realize it's there, but it's causing all these funny glitches, opening programs and doing weird things. That's what external interference is in the field. And when it's in someone else's field, and you're witnessing it or experiencing it, it is often a little bit jarring or surprising, or you might be a little bit baffled by what someone's saying or how they're reacting because it feels out of character. That's interference working in their field. If you're having those experiences, if you're having thoughts that are not yours, if you're having feeling energy and a lot of emotions and you can't quite discern what's yours and it's very confusing, chances are you have interference in your field. So we're going to do the best we can here together to clear all your fields. And you can always come back to this replay and reuse it to be able to empower you to practice this to the point where it just becomes your second nature. When I first started working with external interference and recognizing it as that virus in the field that was causing all of the weird things that were going on, it took me a while to clear the field. And then once I cleared it, I was very attuned to that clear field. And then I could really sense when it was coming in. And when you first start to clear it, it's going to keep coming at you. It's going to keep trying to get in again. And the more you amplify your field, the stronger it'll become. And then these energies will just move on because they just recognize that your field is impenetrable. Okay. When other people are coming at you and you're hearing things, just let it be water off a duck's back. Do your best to be neutral as possible, to be loving as possible, maybe not outwardly, but at least in your heart. You may just have to stay quiet and be neutral, or you may have to remove yourself from the situation or the conversation. Don't judge them. Don't criticize them, even in your own mind. Meet them with love and compassion and just know, okay, they clearly have external interference. I'm not the one that's going to be able to point it out to them in that moment. Chances are you aren't. And what am I guided to do? Am I guided to walk away? Am I guided to engage? Am I guided to say something? Am I guided to love them and just send love and compassion toward them? Whatever it is, follow your guidance. That's your best bet. Trust your heart, trust your intuition, follow your guidance. Okay, that was a lot of information, but I felt like I had to give you a good update and a good understanding of what's going on. Did you guys find that helpful? Okay. All right. The understanding is helpful because then you're like, okay, it's more than just one thing. When we're trying to blame that one thing or figure out that one thing, it's quite a bit of a rat's nest right now, and the perfect storm for feeling challenged and feel like the ground is shaking beneath you. But do your best to hold steady. And today we'll give you some experiences where you can take into your life and practice and do that. Because we need you to hold steady. We need you to hold steady in the beauty and the energy and the light that you are, and honor the balanced energies within and all around you so that you can be that tuning fork, you can be that beacon. And even when people can't see your light and can't even be around you because you're so emitting and imbued with love, you can hold that alignment with love anyways. Love them anyways, even though they're afraid. Just don't meet their fear with your fear. Don't meet their fear with your judgment. Don't meet their triggers and everything that's going on with anything other than love, because when fear meets fear, fear expands. When love meets fear, love expands. Even if it's just your love and 10 people in fear, love still expands. So do your best to stay in alignment with love. Let's dive in. If you haven't already closed your eyes, I'll invite you to do so. Take some deep breaths. And we're going to begin with just noticing what is. And this might be a little uncomfortable, especially if those of you that are feeling anxiety or feeling the collective consciousness right now, feeling the stirring or the churning up of energies and emotions. Just do your best to breathe in the way that you can. You're not trying to force the breath, you're just inviting the breath. And it doesn't have to be deep and long and smooth. It can be just, what breath can I do in this moment? And while you're breathing, honor whatever emotions are present, whatever feelings or sensations are present. Honor everything that is, witness everything that is, and accept all that is. And you might even find using the words, I'm feeling anxious and it's okay. I'm feeling peace and it's okay. Whatever it is. It is what it is and it's okay. And let's put a fresh new grounding cord, an electromagnetic grounding cord from the tailbone down into the earth, and some roots, grounding roots from the bottom of the feet down into the earth, and some grounding roots from the bottom of your energy field, the bubble around you, down through the earth layers, feeling a connection to the energy of Mother Earth. But also feeling grounded and connected to all the earthly elements and all of the elements that are within you. The element of fire, earth, water, air, space. And then opening up that channel, that central channel from the tailbone, and actually runs below even your feet, running all the way up through the center of your energy field. So it goes through the center of the body, just in front of the spine, all the way up and out through the top of the energy field. The central channel is like a pathway of light and balanced energies that allows you to use it to transmute energy, but also use it as a pathway to clear energy up or clear energy down, or to receive energy as well. So you could receive through this central channel some of those ancient source codes that are coming through. There you go. So some of the energy is coming through from Mother Earth. And some of that energy is coming straight from source through the crown and down into the body. And then placing your hand on your heart space and inviting the breath to deepen just a little bit more, keeping the breath smooth as you can, in through the nose and out through the nose. 10 deep breaths in and out of the nose can support the autonomic nervous system. So our nervous system is easily being triggered and reactive right now. So this is one way to really become centered. I'm here now, breathing. Present. In this moment, all is well, everything's okay. And we breathe into peace and calm. We honor any anxiety, honor any of the emotions without judging those denser emotions. Have gratitude for the awareness, gratitude for this moment of presence, consciousness, awareness. And just 10 deep breaths in and out of the nose, keeping the back of the throat soft, can allow the nervous system to shift out of that sympathetic nervous system, which is your flight, fight, freeze, even fawn, if we want to talk about the prey predator syndrome here, into that rest and restore. Parasympathetic nervous system comes on. Rest, restore, recover, reset. That's where you can find neutrality as well. Or you can align with peace, or you can make a conscious choice for love. That all helps the nervous system as well. And then hand on the lower belly or on the abdomen. It can be anywhere in the abdomen. We're basically connecting to the microbiome. The gut microbiome is a community of organisms that belong there. They belong in our gut. They support and assist us with digestion. They are part of our defense in the way of viruses and parasites and things that get introduced into our body through the digestive system. They support us in detoxing, but also breaking down and assimilating food, taking the nutrients from food and bringing them into the blood. The microbiome is a community that supports us in so many ways, but it's also a community where we can connect to a sense of oneness on the inside, connecting to a perception of little mini consciousness expressions of divinity within us and all around us as well, because there is microbiome on the skin. There's also microbiome in our energy field as well. So just gratitude, appreciation, giving thanks for this community, working synergistically and in harmony. That symbiotic relationship inside and out. And placing your hands wherever you feel comfortable. Connecting to the whole body, the physical body, the cells in the body, the internal structure of the cells, the internal consciousness of the cell. The fascia in the body, flow of blood, water, and energy, the energetic system, the nervous system, the circulatory system, the endocrine system, and the nerves in the body, including the vagus nerve, and just communicating the whole body into the DNA. And all around, within every aspect of your beingness, physical, energetic, and otherwise. And just feeling that communication and that connection, gratitude, appreciation for the body. Thank you for being this beautiful vehicle, carrying my consciousness, allowing me to animate this physical structure. With my divinity, animating it with love. Thank you for being a beautiful vessel. Thank you for working in harmony and synergy, balance. I've been inviting maybe some of those cells or some aspects of the body that are maybe a little dormant or turned off. It's like, let's flick some switches on here. Let's turn some of the lights on. Maybe even turning up some of your intuitive gifts. Now, what we're going to do is scan the field and look for any interference. So, a question you could ask your body or ask your energy field is this simple question. And you're looking for a yes or no feeling, not in your head thinking about if it's a yes or no. Your head is not the one we want to answer the question. We want your heart or your intuitive knowing to answer the question because it's going to answer in the sense of truth. Is there external interference in my field? Yes or no? And if you receive the answer no, that's good. We can just tidy it up and clear it up and amplify it anyways. If you receive the answer yes, there is, ask where is it located? What area of my body or energy field is it located? And it can be out in the outer layers, even like outside the body, and even an arm's length out. And just as I said that I'm going to invite everybody to bring your energy field, set an intention to bring my energy field. I bring my energy field into an arm's length distance from all around me. Some of your energy fields are expanded way too far out. There we go. Now you're scanning the field, feeling for interference. And then you're going to bring your energy to the outside of that. And if you don't know how to do that, there's an assistance here as it's happening. As I'm talking about it, it's happening. So bring an energy of support just beyond that external interference. Or bring your awareness just beyond that external interference. You're going to gather it into the central line and shoot it out straight through the top. So when you're ready, gather it into the center, shoot it straight up and out. Good. And then ask, is there any more external interference in my field? Yes or no? And if you get a yes, ask where is it located? Go to that area. Go just beyond that, a little bit further out from the body, beyond it. Gather it into the central channel and shoot it up and out. Like a t-shirt gun, shoot it straight up and out. All the way out your field. And then it's going to be met on the outer layer to be transmuted instantly or to be taken and it'll be either removed, transmuted, or it may be held in a quarantine. If you set that intention, then that's what will happen. And once you clear it out the field, don't worry about what it's doing or what's happening. Take some deep breaths again. Now, again, is there any more external interference in my field? Yes or no? And if there is, keep going with that process. Gather it into the central line, shoot it up and out. External interference, 99% of the time I clear it up and out through the field. I don't send it down. There's rare occasions that I might. If there's a portal or something, then I might. But generally, it just goes up and out. That's the best pathway to clear it. And you can even imagine through your central channel, there's like this white light or this beautiful water source, like flushing it, like pushing it out, like forcing it out, like a fire hose. A good flow of energy. Then you keep going until you get the answer to the question, is there any other external interference in my field? When you get the answer no, then you're complete. So some of you might do that 10 times, some of you might do it once, some of you might be getting a no right away. Some of you might do it 30 times and feel like there's more. That's maybe where you might need some support if there's too much in your field and it gets a little bit like a rat's nest sometimes. I'm really good at unraveling the rat's nest. But with practice, you'll be able to do this on your own. There we go. Beautiful. So now let's bring our awareness to the bottom of the energy field. And we are going to send a white flame. I call it a white dragon flame from the bottom through all the layers of your energy field. So all 40 layers and through the body as well, through the central channel, but also through the physical body into the cells and all around. So this white dragon flame is going to burn off any remnants or any kind of leftovers or impact of any external interference. It's kind of like a firewall as well. So letting it come in from the bottom all the way through, all the way around you in all directions and all the way through you in every way on every level. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and otherwise. On all levels of the energetic. Here we go. Beautiful. So now you have a firewall in place. And some of you might feel now contrast. So I feel like some of you have got, you've got something on your back. I'm feeling a really strong spot. It's probably more than one of you on the right side near the shoulder blade. So let's bring that in to the central channel and clear it up and out. And you can also say, too, if there's anything I need to know, let it be brought to my heart to be understood. If there's any more information you need about any of this that's clearing, then you can let it be brought to your heart to be understood. Not all of it needs to be understood at the level of the mind. And in fact, we're shifting out of head consciousness into heart consciousness. So ultimately, eventually, the mental thoughts need to be let go of. There's going to be more of a feeling or an energy which could be perceived as a heart thought that's going to come in. And for some, it's already coming in. There we go. Beautiful. That's it. Keep breathing. Now we're going to go to the center of the heart space. So, right in the center of your chest. See if you can just use your intuition and use that inner knowing and just scan the area around the center, and you'll feel this like point of energy that feels a little bit more charged than the rest, or you might feel drawn to it a little bit more than the rest of the area of your chest. Trust where it is and bring your awareness into that source point. This is your connection to your source in the center of your heart. Your source is folded within you, and you are folded within it. This is a connection point that your humanness can connect to. There is no separation of your divinity and your humanness, except for at the level of the mind. So we are using the mind, bringing along for the ride because we need it to come along. And providing an understanding, teaching it in a way of duality. So the mind is like, okay, I get that, I understand that. And then you can experience it differently than just with the mind. So that source point in the center of your heart, I want you to imagine you could fold all your energy into it, almost like you're folding your whole beingness into that source point. Feel all the energy going inward, inward, inward into it. And let your energy go in. And eventually you're going to feel it all of a sudden. It'll get to a point, all of a sudden it'll start to expand. It'll fold in, fold in, fold in. And all of a sudden it'll be like, phew, it'll start to move out. It'll start to expand. So there's a movement in and then an expansion, expansion out. And imagine from that source point, you have this beautiful, brilliant, bright light expanding out in all directions, all in a big sphere, 360 degrees, moving out through the back, moving out through your front sides, top and bottom. And eventually, that sphere of source energy will actually expand beyond your physical. And it might even fill your whole energy field, but just let it expand in its own time. So for some of you, it's still small, like an orange, or it might be a little bit bigger, like a soccer ball. And for some of you, it might feel massive and fill up your whole energy field by now. Just go with whatever it feels like in this moment for you. Don't force it. Don't pretend. Really allow it. Be with it. Honor it. And however small or however big it is right now, appreciate it. And it might feel different each time you do it. You might find that you just blast through and this field gets really big and it's all around you. And then other times you might just feel like it's a little golf ball or a grape and it can't quite get bigger than that. That's okay. It's okay. Go with what is showing up at the moment. No judgment, just appreciation. Honor it, witness it, appreciate it. Now imagine, no matter what size it is, imagine it amplifying, the light amplifying. You've got the balanced light, the balanced dark in this space, and this beautiful energy all in balance that makes up creation from source that is you. And this is your sacred space. And that sacred space starts to be amplified and light up and warm up like the sun. And it's so strong and so powerful that it becomes impervious to any energies that aren't yours or any energies that don't belong in your field. So, like the atmosphere of the sun, anything that comes within the atmosphere of the sun gets burned off, released, or it turns away and backs off. Imagine your source point, that radiating light in all directions, so powerful, so strong, that it becomes impenetrable. Your field becomes sacred ground, and nothing can get in. Eventually, nothing will get in. Any energy that's not yours doesn't belong in your field. Our connection to everything is in the 40th layer. That's our oneness layer. Anything beyond that, within the field of oneness, and beneath and below that, into the body on that 39th layer, into the zero point where it's right in the middle. That's your sacred space. That's your sovereign space. Claim it, own it, say yes to it, declare it. Fill it up. Take up that space. Let your light expand. Let your energy glow from the inside in all directions. You are a brilliant, beautiful, vibrant light of source. And when you are in alignment with love, when you are in that state of harmony and balance within, you exude that because you embody love alignment. You embody all the energies. And they become this perfect recipe. A divine expression of love animating your humanness. And that divinity within you starts to recognize the divinity within others. It starts to recognize the divinity within creation. And there's a remembrance and a connection and a reunion in that remembrance, where we feel that connection of oneness in the outer layer of our field, but we still feel that connection to our source within us each, in our hearts. So we honor our unique individual expression of divinity while we honor the unique individual expression of others and of all of creation, every leaf, every flower petal, every animal, every insect, every tree, every cloud, every planet, every star and beyond. All of them are a reflection of the source that's within you, the divinity that is you, the source of your creation, the source of your essence. So we begin to look upon the world and choose to see the divinity within all, even when there's interference in others, even when they are reacting, even when they are acting from a place of fear or greed. We can understand that the divinity that resides within us also resides within them. It's just buried. It's being blocked. And their intentions are being hijacked. But their source is still there. And it doesn't mean we engage, and it doesn't mean we look upon them and interact or be part of whatever's going on. Only our guidance will guide us in that. Our heart will lead us. And even though we see the divinity in everyone, in all of creation, it doesn't mean that we let them into our lives. It doesn't mean that we need to accept the behaviors, the fear-based behaviors, the aggressive behaviors, the anything else that's going on. I can see the divinity in all, but it doesn't mean I invite everyone into my home. I can recognize when someone is so lost in fear, so disconnected from their source, even though their source is within them, it's buried and they feel disconnected from it. I can witness, I can see that. And sometimes I'm guided to do something and sometimes I'm guided not to. So I'm very discerning around that. But I can honor and say hello to the divinity within them. Just in my own heart. Just a moment of blessing them. So let's take a moment to send a blessing to ourselves. Receive that blessing for yourself. First and foremost, may you remember the truth of who you are. May you experience and feel and sense the divinity within you. And when you remember, may you celebrate. And when you forget, may you forgive yourself and remember to realign, to come back into alignment with love. To go within and choose again, to process whatever it is that's in the way, to feeling and knowing and experiencing the true essence of who you are, the divine essence. Love alignment within you. Within your cells, within your body, within your mind, within your heart, within your energy field, within your life. How can I choose love alignment in this moment? What would a choice for love look like, feel like, be like? How can I nurture and nourish that connection to my divinity within me? And may that connection amplify and radiate in all directions, keeping your field crystal clear of interference. May your energy field be that free, sovereign space, that sacred space. Where you feel equipped, capable, empowered, uplifted, and held in the essence of love, of light, of divinity, balanced, harmonized in all your energies. And may you see that in everyone and everything you look upon. May you be guided in every moment, sending blessings to yourself and sending blessings out into the world. Sending love, and symbols and reminders of what's possible for all, a divine remembrance for all of creation to recognize itself, to honor itself, and then see and recognize itself in all other aspects of creation. May we remember our oneness so deeply it bursts our heart wide open. And love extends within and out. The energy of compassion flows in and outward. And we feel deep peace in the knowing that when we are in that state of love alignment, we are a beacon, we are a messenger, we are a tuning fork, we are a symbol of remembrance for others, and a catalyst to shift consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love, from chaos to coherence. Take some deep breaths. And as you exhale and receive that blessing, and embody that blessing to become that blessing, a living, breathing, walking blessing. Set an intention to recognize that your presence is healing. Your presence has the potential to remind others without even engaging, without even talking to them, just by walking down the street, you will have impact. With every breath, in every moment, you send a wave of impact. That wave is going inward and outward. It's for you and for all. Take some more deep breaths and slowly bring your awareness back to your physical surroundings. And feel the invitation and hold the intention to bring this experience back with you as you begin to open your eyes and come back into the space you're in. Recognize that the practice is to embody this in every moment, and that you can create that feeling of your life being a walking, breathing meditation where you hold steady in that energy and bring forth that energy in everything you do and everywhere you go in every moment. So as you take some more deep breaths, I'd invite you to share, if you want to share in the chat, maybe one or two words that capture how you feel in this moment. And you can always also email when I send out the replay link, you can also respond to that. And I would invite you to jump into the community as well. Our free social community. You can come and join there and share how you feel and connect with other like-hearted individuals. It's a very safe space to be. It's very different than all the other social media platforms right now. Feel more like an arena, like a battle arena. mixed with love in between. This one's just full of love. So when you need that heart scrub, come on in. And then you can feel a little bit more equipped to deal with the other platforms as well. Not saying you have to avoid those, but in that moment, if you're looking upon something in that platform and it's drawing your energy down and it's sucking you into a wormhole, you might want to revisit what you're doing at the moment and tune into your guidance. Thank you all for sharing. I appreciate it. I will check all your comments and your experiences after. I just want to thank you all for being here. And just a little hearts up, next week there will be another Living Oneness gathering on the 23rd. And then I'm away for 2 weeks in Australia. I'm going to do some more activations and doing some more healing. I'm going to be working with the 3i Atlas energy as well and supporting humanity. So as I'm away, I might throw something in there. So watch your inbox. I might do some kind of live something there. But I'm just clearing my calendar until I get there and I actually get clear directions. I just know right now I'm being directed to go back. So that's what I'm doing. And once I'm there, I'll have a little bit better of idea of what if I'm to offer something. The next live experience is changed from November 6th to the 14th because I certainly can't do 10 in the morning there right now because it would be, I don't know, like 3 or 4 in the morning there. So the 10 o'clock time, so it does not work. So I changed it to the 13th for the live experience. But next week I'll see you at the Living Oneness Gathering and watch for your inbox to see if there's something else. I feel like there's something juicy coming. That's all I can say. I don't know what it is. I could just feel it. It's just juicy, juicy and exciting. So I'm excited to see where we go and see what's needed and to be of service in whatever way I can. And I invite all of you to do the same. If you feel guided to do something and it doesn't quite make sense, do it anyways. Do the best you can to follow the guidance because there is a real impact that comes from us really trusting and following our heart's guidance right now. So I thank you all for being here. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you, and I'm so grateful. Until next time, love and blessings. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for participating in our Living Oneness initiative to unite our hearts in love for each other, our planet, and all of creation. If you would like to join us for a live gathering, you can RSVP at heartledliving.com/gathering.